From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Baghdad today, scenes of anarchy. Looting continued across the city, and government ministries and other symbols of Saddam Hussein's regime are still burning. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Baghdad's medical system has virtually collapsed due to equipment theft and a shortage of doctors and nurses. The Pentagon says U.S. forces are acting to stop looting where possible.
We'll hear more from Baghdad in just a moment. First, though, to the other big Iraq news of the day. The northern city of Mosul has fallen without a fight. U.S. troops and Kurdish militiamen entered Mosul after Iraqi government forces abandoned the city. Their departure triggered a citywide looting spree that is still going on. NPR's Ivan Watson was in Mosul earlier in the day. He's back in Erbil now. Ivan, what was it like?
I can describe it as citywide looting, arson. Basically vandalism. The city appeared to have just completely gone insane without any police or soldiers to maintain law and order. The mob just took over, and they did not just target government buildings. They went after almost everything: shops, hotels, hospitals, a university, a library. It really was chaos in the streets of Mosul today.
Tell us about the force that took Mosul over from the Iraqi army, a Kurdish militiaman, but also some U.S. troops.
Well, there wasn't an immediate force that came in, Robert. What happened is that the Iraqi army kind of dissolved at some point yesterday afternoon. I spoke with an Iraqi army officer of 25 years who said he was simply told he could go home and take his uniform off, and he said top military commanders had left the city. He thought some may have actually gone to Syria. And in the aftermath, the city appeared vacant. Unlike Kirkuk, which is another key northern city which fell yesterday, and thousands of Kurdish militia fighters poured into that city soon after the Iraqi army withdrew, the ruling Kurdish faction in the area near here did not allow its troops to pour into the city, so it remained open. I did not see any American soldiers during the first half of the day in Mosul. Again, just the mob, people with guns running around, and nobody apparently in charge. Only at the end of the day did the Americans appear to organize a convoy of dozens of vehicles accompanied by uniformed Kurdish trained fighters. You could almost call them soldiers, and they came in and started attempting to establish some kind of order in certain pockets of the city.
You said attempted. They started attempting to establish order. Do you get any indication whether this anarchy is under control and whether the looting has subsided?
I think it would be difficult at this stage to try to bring the whole city under control in just a matter of hours. What I saw, I traveled with this convoy back into Mosul. It was a dramatic entrance. You had more than 40 trucks and jeeps driving in. You had the American flag flying from the front jeep. And a very bizarre sight. You would have people pausing in mid-loot, if you could say, holding up, you know, televisions or sinks or whatever they were grabbing at that time, very surprised to see these American paratroopers driving in and start waving in some cases or applauding. Some residents who weren't participating in the looting, they looked visibly relieved to see some kind of force come in. Hopefully for stability, it seemed. The Americans came to the central square of the city where some of the wildest arson and vandalism had been taking place during the day, and they tried to establish a security cordon. They sent some of the Kurdish fighters to different locations around the square, but then they started taking incoming fire from a number of different directions. They didn't know where it was coming from, and within a matter of minutes, the Americans picked up, jumped into their vehicles, and moved on, leaving the Kurds behind to secure the square.
Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Ivan Watson telling us what happened in Mosul today. He was there. Now he's back in the Iraqi northern city of Erbil.